Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Aleph. This perek contains a prophecy about the final redemption. Note, it's beyond the scope of this year to delve into all the deeper and finer aspects that need to be understood through the eyes of Chazal. I'd also like to add, these are amazing psukim of encouragement and that increase emunah in Hashem. The truth is, like many of the prophecies of comfort, it's fitting to read the entire perek inside. Therefore, more psukim will be highlighted in this perek. Again, it seems we are living in amazing times as the beginning of some of these prophecies have begun to take place. We are literally witnessing the start of them come true in front of our own eyes. The parak opens discussing Hashem's love for Am Yisrael, and Hashem will one day return Am Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. And Pasuk Beis, Mirochok Hashem nearly, Va'ava Soilam Avasayach, Alkein Mishkasayach Chesed. God appeared to me long ago. I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, I continue to love you. The Radak adds, Am Yisrael said, Hashem appeared to me long ago. Now, Hashem has reappeared to us in exile and is revealing his face to us once again. The Navi continues, Hashem will rebuild the nation and you will be so happy you'll start dancing. And Pasuk Dalet, O Sita'ich Kramim Bahare Shomron Nato Noitim V'chalalehu. You will again plant vineyards on the hills of the Shomron. People will plant them and redeem them. Thank you, Hashem. Am Yisrael has planted vineyards and grapes all throughout the land of Eretz Yisrael. This pasuk is one of the signs of the Geula. While the other nations of the world who occupied Eretz Yisrael, by and large, they weren't able to grow grapes and fruits. But now Am Yisrael has returned. The land is once again bearing vineyards and grapes, as some of the finest wineries are located in Eretz Yisrael, just like it says in this pasuk. In pasuk Zion, Vikibatzem biyarkase eret aretz bam iver piseh hara violedes yachtov kahal gado yeshuvu hine. I will bring them forth the land of the. I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. The blind and the lame will be among them, along with the pregnant woman and the woman who has just given birth. A great throng will return here. The Radak explains, I will make it so comfortable to return to Eretz Yisrael, the blind, lame, pregnant, and nursing woman will be able to return because they won't stumble on their journey. The nations of the world will listen. Hashem will return his scattered nation like a shepherd over his sheep. And Pasuk Yud, Kipada Hashem es Yaakov ugolo miyad chazak mimenu. For God has redeemed Yaakov and delivered him from someone stronger than them. Pasuk Yud Aleph Yabez and Yagimel, the Navi continues, Am Yisrael will come singing and dancing in Sion because of Hashem's goodness over all the wonderful physical amenities they have received in Eretz Yisrael. They will flourish and no longer suffer. Hashem will comfort them and give all the Kohanim what they need. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Komar Hashem ko berama nishma nihi bachit mururim rachel mivaka albane. God says, a sound is heard in Ramah, crying bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted over her children who are gone. And Pasuk Tes Zion, V'yesh tikva. There is hope for your future, says God. Your children will return to their land. And Pasuk Yud Zayin through Lamed Beis, the Navi continues to relate, Hashem will accept the nation's tshuva because Hashem loves his nation. There will be an ingathering of the exile. Eretz Yisrael will be settled by farmers. The nation will no longer be hungry because Hashem will satiate them. Hashem will restore Am Yisrael to its original stature. The Jewish nation will reestablish itself. There will be a new covenant between the nation and Hashem. The final redemption won't be like Yetzias Mitzrayim because it will be a redemption for Netzach Netzachim, all of eternity. And Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'lo yilmedu od ish es re'ehu v'ish es achiv lemor de'u es Hashem ki kulam oisi l'miktanim the ad gedolim nom Hashem, ki etzlach la'avonam lechtasam lo eskod. No longer will a person have to teach his fellow man and his fellow brother, know God, for they will know me, says God. From the least of them to the greatest of them, I will forgive their sins, and I will I will remember their iniquity no longer. Pasuk Lama Dala through Lama Teshvus at the end of the parak relates, Hashem will never reject Am Yisrael, and Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.